Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
हवा से स्प्रेड होने वाली दिस इज द बिगेस्ट पब्लिक हेल्थ इश्यू इन इंडिया. आई वाज आस्किंग यू व्हाट इट इज. वी हैड ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ आंसर्स फ्रॉम एड्स टू कैंसर टू कंजक्टिवाइटिस टू डायबिटीज, बट इट इज इन फैक्ट एंड इंडीड वर्ल्ड ट्यूबरक्लोसिस डे एंड इंडिया हैज द लार्जेस्ट पॉपुलेशन ऑफ ट्यूबरक्लोसिस पेशेंट्स इन द वर्ल्ड. डॉक्टर रेजा विद मी ऑन द फोन लाइन. डॉक्टर रेजा, व्हाई इज दिस? व्हाई आर वी नंबर वन ऑन दिस लिस्ट?
बिकॉज ऑफ लैक ऑफ अवेयरनेस. पीपल डू नॉट नो दैट टीबी किल्स. And it can kill very young population. We've actually seen people die right in front of our eyes. And it's very frustrating to know that they could have been prevented, these deaths. But due to lack of general public knowledge and information, it hasn't.
So the belief that TB is something that affects only older people is a myth?
The belief that TB affects only older people is a complete myth. In fact, we see more young people and young adults with TB than we see elderly population with TB.
When you say young adults, doctor, what age group are we talking about?
It could be anywhere between 15 to 40.
What is the reason for this?
We are partly to be blamed as doctors. Government is partly to be blamed as people who provide a service, i.e. healthcare. And patients are partly to be blamed because of lack of awareness and knowledge. Now, how are we to be blamed? We as doctors should ensure that any TB we diagnose, we should be 100% sure that it is TB. As a specialist, I see lots of prescriptions from general physicians where TB is suspected. A skin test is done, which does not actually tell you whether you have active TB or not. And based on these two, TB treatment is given. The body normally kills the bacteria or it lies dormant in the lungs somewhere. But that does not mean we have active TB which requires treatment or active TB which is going to do us harm. Because one of the symptoms of TB is just a chronic cough. And
yes.
I see some of those chronic coughers might have TB. So when would you suspect that you might have TB? If you've got a cough which has lasted for more than a couple of months, if you have a cough which is associated with fever, you should get to your doctor who should do a chest x-ray along with other few preliminary basic tests. Now, if the chest x-ray is suggestive of TB, and I repeat suggestive because it does not actually give me a diagnosis, then the next step for the doctor should take is to do a sputum test. And remember, TB can affect any part of the body from head to toe. So you can have TB in the bones, you can have TB in the kidneys, you can have TB in the spine, you can have TB in the lungs, the commonest place, you can have TB in the glands, possibly the second commonest place.
Doc, is it a factor of population in India that we have so many in this country, or is it because of a particular lifestyle that Indians have that we are the largest TB population in the world?
You have to remember how TB spreads.
Please tell us, Doc.
It spreads through the air. So if I have open TB, i.e. every time I speak or cough or sneeze, the TB bugs are spread through the air via my mouth and nose into the air. Now, if you are within a close proximity of me, then you breathe that in, it gets into your lungs.
Wow.
And if your immunity is weak, it starts spreading. Overcrowding is a major problem in our country. You might have one room with five or six people staying together. And this is the general population where we see so many drug-resistant TBs because they just keep giving it to each other. Diagnosis is late. Treatment is inappropriate or inadequate. TB patients will and can give it to others in the same household or their friends or colleagues or schools or anywhere else they are working or staying for prolonged periods of time.
Doc, what is a precaution that you'd like to suggest to the people here in Bangalore this morning on World Tuberculosis Day?
Awareness, awareness, awareness and more awareness.
More awareness. That's the attempt through this show. And thank you so much for taking the time out and speaking with us on Morning Number One. Thank you, Doc.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.